Most of us can only dream about attending a World Cup or Olympic Games. But David Kobek got to experience both as Czech Radio's correspondent in Brazil. In his 2.5 years in Rio de Janeiro, Kobek also got to travel to many other parts of South America and met all kinds of interesting people, including, he told me after his recent return to Prague, a German bohemian community proud of their Czech roots. But when we spoke, I first asked the Czech radio man how he'd managed to cover the 2014 World Cup, given the sheer vastness of Brazil.
I've calculated that I've travelled 90,000 kilometres in South America. And for the World Cup, it was 17,000 kilometres. I were in 9 host cities. That's a huge country. And it was really tough sometimes because I remember I was once in a... I don't remember the city because there were many, many trips during the World Cup. But I was my plane was at 3 o'clock in the morning and I was really exhausted. And the other day, I was in the other host city. But it was a lot of fun. And I don't think there could be anything better to know Brazil than this crazy, crazy trip, crazy working period.
Tell us about when you saw the famous game in which the Brazilians were beaten by the Germans. Did you report on that?
I didn't report on the game specifically. I think my colleagues here in Prague did an off-tube broadcast of this match. So there was no one at the stadium that was commenting on the match, that was doing the live broadcast from there. But I did the reactions after the game, and it was something extraterrestrial.
Something like a national tragedy or something.
It was a tragedy. The whole stadium was in a shock. And they were looking at each other. What's happening? What's this? Because the goals were really, really quick. Some of them were so angry that they left the stadium during the first half. And after that, I think it was the 5th German goal, and they were applauding the Germans because they are great fans of football. And when they see that their team is not good, they can be really angry with the team. If you want to make a Brazilian angry, ask this question.
At that World Cup, the Czech Republic weren't there. Obviously, they had athletes at the Olympics this summer. Was there more interest from Prague in Brazil at that time because of the Czech participation?
Yes, definitely. I have to say that I was so lucky that I was not really asked a lot of things. That doesn't mean I didn't do anything, but everything I invented, everything I proposed was accepted. So I think that there was a great cooperation between Prague and the Rio de Janeiro branch of the Czech radio. And yes, the interest was really much more broad. There were some preparations for the Olympics, so there were test events, test sport events. A lot of Czech athletes came to Rio before the Olympics, and this was a great opportunity to talk about the Czech athletes, about their trainings, and also about the preparations of the stadiums and venues in Rio de Janeiro. And a lot of the people told me that they were so surprised because the difference between what they saw during test events and what they experienced during the Olympics was huge. Brazil is known by doing things, I would say, 5 minutes after 12. This was 1 minute to 12, but it did work.
And what was your personal standout moment of the Olympic Games? Was there any particular moment that will stay with you?
Yes. I was not present at many venues, at many events during the Olympics, because my colleagues from the sports desk came to Rio de Janeiro, so they were doing the sports things. I'm not really good at sports, but my job was to report on other things around the Olympics. Everything was in connection with the Olympics. And during the gold medal victory for the Czech Republic with Lukáš Krpálek.
In judo,
we were at the Czech house, and there was a visit of Mrs. Maristela Kubitschek. She's the daughter of Juscelino Kubitschek, of the great Brazilian president that is one of the most famous Brazilian presidents that constructed Brasilia, the new capital. She brought her grandson with her, and he never saw Olympics before, I think. And he was a great fan of Krpalek. His name is Lukas, so Lukas Kubitschek, Lukas Krpalek. It was something in connection, I told him. And I made an interview with him during the ceremony, and he was so, so proud, and she was so proud. She was so, so happy about the invitation of the Czech Olympic Committee to the Czech House and the opportunity to see the Czech golden medal. So she told me she feels more Czech than Brazilian in the time. Brazilians are really great on emotions. They are very emotional people. So she is also an emotional woman. She was really living that moment very, very emotionally. She hugged me and she kissed me because she was so happy. This is the highlight of a personal one and an emotional one of the Olympics. And then I felt a lot of emotions, a lot more emotions during the Paralympic Games. That was great. The public was more Brazilian than during the Olympics, and they were great.
Apart from those two enormous events, did you have any particularly memorable other reporting assignments?
I had a lot of meetings. I had a lot of encounters during the 2.5 years. And every meeting with an interesting person, that means with a person who achieved something. It could be the poorest person, but that has a goal, that has achieved something, was a great one. I think Brazil is a country, or South America is a continent of limited opportunities, but the people are trying hard. And every time I met such a person, it was great. And I remember some of the meetings with a lot of people and some interesting meetings. I met a younger brother of Ernesto Che Guevara in his hometown. That was a coincidence, a total coincidence. It was an interesting interview, and a lot more interviews that were very interesting.
Typically, when you said that you came from the Czech Republic, what was their reaction and what was their perception of the Czech Republic?
Usually they don't know Czech Republic. They usually know Czechoslovakia. Sometimes it's worth explaining, sometimes not. Maybe if you say Prague, a lot of particularly Brazilians know more about Prague. They like Prague. A lot of Brazilians came to Prague before the crisis. And they're spreading the great name of Prague throughout Brazil. So talking about Prague with the Brazilians is easier than talking about the Czech Republic. But I usually said that Juscelino Kubitschek, the president, had Czech ancestors. But it doesn't mean a lot. Every Brazilian has a lot of ancestors from a lot of places. So this is an immigrant country. The Indians, the indigenous people count for 0.something% of the population. So this mixture, this melting pot is also very interesting. So everybody's from somewhere in Brazil.
And is there a Czech community in Brazil or in Rio?
In Rio, there are some people. I wouldn't call it a community. There is a Czech community in small places in Brazil, in Bataiporão, which is, in Czech, it's Baťova Dobrá Voda.
I was going to say, that's the town that was established by Jan Antonín Baťa.
Exactly. And there are three more towns that he established. Bataguasu, Bataipora, as I said, Batatuba, and Mariápolis. He was a great entrepreneur, and unfortunately he died very soon.
But are there still, like, Czech communities in those places?
There is a Czech community, a great Czech community in Bataiporão. They have the elementary school of Jan Antonín Baťa, and they have a Czech teacher in Bataiporão. There are two Czech teachers that teach Czech language in São Paulo, and the other is in one half of the year in Bataiporão, and one half of the year in Nova Petropolis in the south of Brazil. There is a community of Czech Germans or Bohemian Germans. They call themselves Böhmish. And they are proud of their Bohemian origins. They are Germans, but they really feel strong ties with what is now Czech Republic. And they don't care about the Second World War. They don't care about the expulsion of the Germans after the Second World War, because they feel this is their home, and they come back and they visit the cemeteries and the places that their families used to live. And they have a Czech teacher. They try to speak Czech, and it's so funny sometimes, but it's very emotional as well.
My final question, David, is after 2.5 years in this really colourful country of Brazil, how has it been readjusting to living here again?
It's not that hard. Maybe the weather is really different, because I came from the summertime to the wintertime, but it's not that hard. Living abroad for some time makes you more resistant to the changes. And the only thing I miss are smiles. I think Czechs should smile more, but I can see a lot of smiles, especially in the Czech radio.